Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. I am Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live, baby. And this is the broadcast for March the 16th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Our goal, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Ladies and gentlemen, last hour, we talked about Texas Governor Greg Abbott saying Joe Biden's policies on the border. Border Patrol agents told me, says Greg Abbott, drug cartels are getting rich. These are the people that are committing rapes and drugs and murders, and I digress, but there you go. Why we must defend the Hyde and Helms amendments. We talked about that, pro-life. We also talked about the military stops gender-neutral fitness test because women are failing at alarming rates. We also talked about Senator Mitt Romney, I guess, recovering from a fall over the weekend, our pressure with Mitt. I don't like Mitt politically. But again, folks, we need to really remember to be gentle and kind to one another. You know what? If Mitt's my neighbor, I'm going to bring him some soup and, you know, try to help out there. I'm going to try to see if we can't take out his trash for him or, you know, whatever we can do to be kind neighbors, right? Even though I completely disagree with the guy on politics, I'm telling you right now, I have less respect politically for Mitt Romney than I do many of the Democrats that are absolute socialists. At least they're blatant about their socialism. At least they don't pretend they're a Republican. At least they're not rhino-esque. But yet I can be smart enough to step back and say, listen, there's a time to battle on politics and there's a time to set aside politics. And remember, we're all the children of God. And even if we disagree politically, big time disagree, we can still be civil to one another. We can still be kind. We can still be respectful. We can still be appreciative. We can still serve one another. We can still minister to one another. So if I was Mitt Romney's neighbor, I would bring him some soup or, you know, knock on the door and say, hey, I heard that, you know, Mitt had a fall and I hope he's okay. And is there anything we can do to help you guys? And, you know, we could be like that to one another, even though we completely disagree. I can be like that to Ocasio-Cortez, AOC. I can be like that to Barney Frank. I can be like that to Bernie Sanders. I can be like that to Hillary and Bill Clinton. We can be kind and respectful and agree to disagree politically with anybody, but we can also set aside those disagreements and become civil and kind. Anyway, I digress, but I think it's worth repeating. I know I highlighted that at the end of the last hour, but I also believe it's worth repeating this hour. I even wrote an article on the Clarion Call for Civility back in 2015. If you look at libertyroundtable.com, you can probably find that article. We republish it from time to time and highlight it. In fact, we're putting together a website on this very topic as well in an effort to try to help people to get along and be kind and respectful and appreciative of one another. It's a great initiative that myself and the good Sheriff Richard Mack, who joins me often on this broadcast, will be highlighting. So there you go with that. I thought I'd bring that to your attention. All right, folks, fake news. We got to discuss it, and we got to discuss it now. The WAPO, the Washington Post. What a bunch of, in my opinion, dishonest journalists. And I don't mean to be beat up on them. I do mean to be civil, but there's a problem. Civility doesn't require me to always ignore the truth. Civility requires me to deliver the truth in a factual, non-personal way. Okay? So the difference would be, I don't say, Bill Clinton, I hate you, you're evil. What I say is, Bill Clinton, I love you. You're a son of Almighty God. But I really, absolutely, completely disagree with your behavior, your actions. When you raped these women, all these women should be believed, Bill, according to the Democrats, every one of them. And every one of them should get their fair day in court, Bill. But they never have, because your wife called them bimbo eruptions back in the day. And the president was protected like no other back in the day. So I disagree with Bill's actions, and I think his behavior is deplorable. Evil. Hostile. Criminal. But at the same time, Bill, I want complete accountability for your crimes. But I also pray for you, sir, and I hope that you can change your ways. Believe it or not, Jesus Christ can account for your sins too, if you repent and let him, Bill. See, that's the civility I'm talking about. I don't need to attack Bill as a person. I need to attack the wrongs that he's done based on principle. All right, well, I digress, except for let's apply this to the Washington Post, shall we? The Washington Post now has been forced to issue a lengthy correction. Yeah. After published audio revealed, it misquoted former President Donald J. Trump. What are we talking about? Regarding his phone call with Francis Watson, the chief investigator of the Georgia Secretary of State office. The report, first published back in December, accused Donald Trump of telling Watson to find the fraud and lauding her as a national hero if she was able to find any fraud. Now, while the audio did show Trump claiming he won the 2020 election and suggesting Watson would be praised after the right answer was revealed, right? But he did not say she'd be a national hero at all. He did also not say find the fraud. He didn't say that. Okay. Instead, Trump urged the investigator to scrutinize ballots in Fulton County, Georgia, asserting that she would find dishonesty there. The correction, by the way, continues, folks. He, meaning President Trump, also told her that she had the most important job in the country right now. There you have it. So the New York Times even jumped on the WAPO, Freudian slip maybe, the WAPO bandwagon. CNN also posted an article saying that Trump said, find the fraud. But CNN, the New York Times, and the Washington Post all got it wrong. And they lied. And how do we know? How do we know? Because the actual call got released to the Associated Press. Right? Think about that. Now, they cited this source with knowledge that was associated with the Washington Post. All right? But the problem is it was an anonymous source, so no one gets to know who it is. And it turns out that the WAPO was wrong, and therefore the downstream fake news peddlers at the Washington or at the New York Times and CNN got caught in the lie. Okay? And the problem with this whole discussion, folks, is we're not going to know who the source is. We're not going to get accountability or answers of what really happened. The WAPO is just going to say, we had an anonymous source that was wrong. We're issuing a correction. And the New York Times is going to say, well, we looked at the WAPO and the WAPO was wrong and we're so sorry we got it wrong. And CNN is going to say the same thing. Right? But the problem is there'll be no accountability here for their fake news. Okay? There will be no accountability here because the WAPO will just say, golly, we got a source wrong. We're so sorry. Right? So there you have it. Think about that for a minute. There will be no accountability for that fake news. But that fake news was so damaging, ladies and gentlemen. The Washington Post issued a lengthy correction after published audio revealed that it misquoted. That's an interesting word. Former President Donald Trump regarding his phone call with Francis Watson. Now, folks, here's the problem that I have with this word. Misquoted former President Donald Trump. I don't think it was a misquote. I don't think it was a misquote, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? Because they literally changed the words of the phone call based on an anonymous source. Now, I don't know why we couldn't get the phone call then, but we can get the phone call now. That's a whole nother rabbit trail, right? But there are those who were there during the call, and they didn't speak up and say, that's not what I heard. Okay? This is a serious problem. The original quotes turned out to be fake news. Let's take a pause and continue in seconds with this incredible breakdown. Liberty Roundtable Live with the honesty card, huh?
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, so this WaPo article released that was absolute fake news. Now they're admitting it's fake news 2 months later. And what they're saying is we got duped by an anonymous source. So sorry, we'll make the correction. But I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that it's intentional fake news spun by the WaPo, carried out by CNN and the New York Times. And why do I say that it's intentional? I'll tell you why. The original quotes turned out to be fake news, ladies and gentlemen. Headline says, correction. 2 months after publication of the story, in other words, the fake news story by the WaPo, the Georgia Secretary of State released an audio recording of President Donald Trump's December phone call with the state's, that's the state of Georgia's, top elections investigator. Okay? Now, why would we have the call released when it was debated back in the day when they said Trump said this? Why didn't the Georgia secretary or whatever of state release the phone call then? Well, because they say they didn't really have a copy of it. They thought they didn't have a copy, they claim. Okay. But then they eventually found the copy in somebody's trash folder on their computer. Now, ladies and gentlemen, how did it get in the trash? Was that a mistake? Everybody knows those calls are recorded. Don't they record with more than one source? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you're starting to smell the rat of an evil, satanic, fake news cover-up by the Washington Post in bed with CNN and the New York Times. Who knew what, when, where, how, why? I don't know because we don't have the facts. But we're starting to get more facts. Let me explain the facts to you as we know them now. Shall I? The Washington Post literally lied about what Donald Trump said. With no real evidence, just an anonymous source. They had no evidence. They love to say that, without evidence. So they lied about what President Trump said in a phone call without evidence. They got caught lying. They claimed they didn't have the audio. They got caught lying again, and the audio was intentionally moved to someone's trash folder. And thank heavens it wasn't deleted, but it got discovered. And we're now exposing the reality. Either they only have one source of the recording, or they're lying. But they should have multiple sources of high-level presidential phone calls. You would think that the Pentagon or the United States Justice Department or, FBI, Secret Service, CIA, I could keep going on. Pentagon, somebody would record it on the president's end, right? But you would also think that the Georgia folks would record it for their own knowledge as well. So do you think there's only one source and they lost it? And then by golly, 2 months later, they found it in the trash in somebody's folder? Folks, at some point, there's a lie here going on. And how convenient. The WAPO has an anonymous source, by golly, and they can't reveal the source because it's anonymous. We don't even know who it is ourselves. But yet we trusted that, and we rolled forward with the story. And not only did the WAPO tell the story, but CNN jumped on the bandwagon. The New York Times jumped on the bandwagon. They painted this narrative forever, to the point where anybody who spoke up against it was fake news, and now the truth comes out. Why didn't they find the phone call earlier, if they thought they didn't have it? Why didn't they search and find it? They just stumbled across it. Golly, Gomer Pyle, we couldn't find that there thing. See, they're full of baloney. They're lying to you, folks. Intentional fake news. They got caught, okay? They issued a lengthy correction, it says. They misquoted President Trump. The original quotes turned out to be fake news. They weren't quotes at all. They were lies. I submit to you, intentionally spun. Right? After they release the phone call, we get the truth. And this is another example of when they always tell you that Trump said this, said that, you better not believe them. Now it gets worse. You say, what, Sam? How can it possibly get worse? The answer is criminals know no bounds, ladies and gentlemen. Dishonest news reporters know no bounds. Remember, these are the guys that are saying Sam Bushman shouldn't be on the radio. Alternative talk hosts without, quote, journalistic education and credentials. They shouldn't be allowed to report the news because, by golly, they go into conspiracy theories and fake news. Oh, yeah? To trust an anonymous source as a journalist and to peddle that in the Washington Post and then have that mirrored to the CNN and the New York Times based on an anonymous source that they can't prove and that they don't have evidence for without reviewing the phone call themselves. At the least, is dereliction of journalistic duty. And at the most, borders on intentional criminal activity. Where it falls, I don't know. But I will tell you this. When you say, oh, golly, sorry, we had an anonymous source lead us astray, but you didn't do your due diligence on the story because you were so desirous to trap Trump, to get Donald, that you set aside your journalistic integrity of researching the who, what, when, where, why of a story, shame on you. That alone should get you fired. But I believe it's intentional fake news, and I'll tell you the next piece of the reason that I believe that. Number one, I believe that because I don't believe that they really lost the call. I think somebody buried the call, and the fact that it was moved to a trash folder on a computer hints at that reality. Furthermore, to think that there's not more than one source of the recording is ignorant, to say the least, as well. Furthermore, you know what? Why not ask other witnesses? Is that what was said? Who was on the call? Is that what you heard? Right? What about the other end of the phone call? Donald Trump said that's a misquote. But what about the other end of the phone call? What about Francis? Right? Francis Watson. What about Francis? Why didn't she come? That's not what he told me. How come she didn't stand up and say, wait a minute. Is it a she? With names like that, it's hard to tell, you know? F-R-A-N-C-E-S. Is that a male or female? I guess maybe a male. I don't know. Anyway, why didn't this person stand up and say, wait a minute, hold on. That's not the quote. I don't think Trump said that to me. So not only do you have a person who didn't stand up, but what about the other people on the phone call? Were they the only two on the call? Why didn't anybody who was on the call or familiar with the call stand up? If there was an anonymous source that was so sure of the details of the call, there should be real sources that knew what was on the call. How come none of those people stood up while the WAPO, CNN, and all these people peddled the fake news? Why didn't somebody else stand up and go, that's not what I heard? Forget the voice recording for a second. How come none of those people stood up? Okay. So that's what makes me think it's intentional fake news. Now, I'll tell you another reason I think it's fake news. Are you ready? Listen carefully. This is serious. Okay. It's her that she would be a national hero. Okay. So Frances is a female. Now listen carefully. Democrats used a fake quote that was incorrectly attributed to former President Donald J. Trump during the impeachment trial. So not only did this fake quote, ladies and gentlemen, get perpetuated by the Washington Post, carried forward by CNN, and anybody who opposed it was into fake news, and these journalists, number one journalist, based it on an anonymous source without evidence. Then these other news organizations didn't do their due diligence either. They just carried the WAPO story as if it was fact. Okay, that is the height of journalistic irresponsibility. For one journalist to get an anonymous source, not to check it, not to double, triple source it. But then what about the other organizations that just trusted the WAPO and didn't do their own research either? All right, that's bad enough. But then you find out that it was a big lie. They got caught. Where's all the other people that didn't stand up? What about this recording? Are there more than one recording of this? Who kept silent about the other recordings? Who moved that recording to the trash? It's all intentional. And then now we find out the Democrats used that fake quote that was incorrectly attributed to Donald Trump. During the impeachment trial, they literally took that as evidence in court, ladies and gentlemen. The court called the House of Representatives. What?
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We're a very economically depressed community. We can barely afford to take care of the people that we have here in our community now. And as of the second, Border Patrol advised us they're basically going to drop people off here and do sort of like this, and they're your problem.
Gila Bend, Arizona Mayor Chris Riggs on Fox is perturbed. The Biden administration's plan for immigrants at the southwest border is to just drop them off and let local jurisdictions handle their care. After more than 50 days in office, President Biden has yet to hold a news conference taking questions from reporters. It is the longest period a new president has gone without meeting the press in more than 100 years. The attorney for Derek Chauvin, the former police officer of Minneapolis charged with the death of George Floyd, has requested for a delay and a relocation of the trial, pointing to concerns about the impact of the settlement the city had reached with the Floyd family. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
GOP lawmakers visiting the southwest border are warning Americans of the immigration crisis. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and 12 of his members are slamming President Joe Biden for a slow response to a spiraling humanitarian crisis on the southern border. Speaking from El Paso, Texas, a California Republican saying,
"We went through a new facility. It was built just more than a year ago. They built it with a capacity they thought they could never meet, 1,040 people to be processed. Today broke that record. Today they're beyond capacity. They're having to build into the parking lot a makeshift facility."
Starting on April 2nd, the Border Patrol directive will be drop off immigrants in local U.S. towns and let them handle the influx of people. The Washington Post has issued a correction that said President Trump told a Georgia election official to find the fraud in Georgia. It was never heard in the recorded conversation and was made up in a story by the Washington Post journalist. USA Radio News.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am live on your radio, hard-hitting news at your fingertips. So the WAPO literally lied. Okay? They set aside journalistic integrity. Intentional fake news, ladies and gentlemen. WAPO forced to print a large, lengthy correction. They said Donald Trump said things in a December phone call with Francis Watts. And they literally lied and got it wrong. And now the truth comes out and they're blaming it on an anonymous source. Oh, so sorry, we'll correct it, by golly. But you know what? Those lies not only made it from the WAPO to the CNN, peddling fake news for months. And then when they say, well, we didn't know that we had the phone call recorded, we're so sorry, we thought we lost the recording. Oh, yeah? Then why is it in the trash in somebody's computer folder? Because they intentionally put it there. Why then are we using these fake quotes? Democrats used a fake quote that was incorrectly attributed to Donald Trump during the impeachment trial. So now we find two fake news pieces, not only peddled by the mainstream press, but then used in the Donald Trump impeachment trial. Number one, fake news that this guy got beat up with a fire extinguisher, and that's what killed him. That's not what killed him. We don't even know yet. We're still investigating, right? And now the second one, that Donald Trump made this phone call with this Francis Watts and said, hey, find vote fraud. We know it's there. Find it. You'll be an American hero if you do. Only to come back, that was a lie, fake news. And really what Trump said is, I believe there's vote fraud there. Can you please look through the votes very carefully? You've got a very important job here to make sure the truth is known. That's really what President Trump said. I haven't heard the phone call, but I'm summarizing what now the released audio basically says. and what the WAPU is admitting. I'm going to just start calling them the WAPU now, okay? They're just absolutely dump news, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, just absolute fake news. Now, why am I so mad about this? Because these people are running around telling you that we don't have the journalistic integrity to report on the news. We better be shut down at every turn. And now we find out that their news stories literally fuel the fire for an impeachment of a president? These fake news pieces literally went into a trial of a president of the United States? These 2 points. One, this guy died because the insurrectionists, listening to the Donald, the lead insurrectionist, led a coup, led an insurrection into the Capitol and beat a police officer up with a fire extinguisher and killed him. And now we find out that's fake. Isn't true. And now they talk about this phone call. Fake, it isn't true. But both of those facts made it into the impeachment trial, folks. Maybe what we need to do now is challenge the impeachment of President Donald J. Trump and say it was based on fake news lies and we overturn the impeachment. Can they impeach on fake news, folks? Huh? This is serious. Can you impeach? And then later we find out that a couple of the points of impeachment were literal, flat-out fake news. How much of the impeachment trial allegations were fake news? Are there more? Because every time we turn around, there's another one that pops up. Where's the accountability for the criminals along the way that made this happen? Who is this anonymous source that the WAPO and CNN and the New York Times, who were they betrayed by? Now, normally journalists want to keep their sources under the hat, which I understand the reasoning for this, to protect people. Whistleblowers get slaughtered oftentimes. Just ask Mr. Snowden if you don't believe me, right? However, I bring this up because, just ask Julian Assange. Anyway, but here's the question. If this source, this anonymous source, is it anonymous to all of us or just anonymous to the journalist? Or what's the real story? Where do they get the information? Can we track that down and get to the truth? When you lie and it peddles in the news and you're forced to issue a massive correction, and then that news is used in a impeachment of the president of the United States, and two key facts are wrong, I think we should overturn the impeachment of President Trump. I think we should, what do they call that? Get an annulment on the impeachment. I don't know if those are the right words, but you understand what I mean. What we really have is a fake impeachment based on false facts and fake news and dishonest reporting. But of course, nobody will speak out boldly about this but me. Everybody else will just, you know. Now, let me make sure that we really tie this to the real source, shall we? Shall we? Listen up carefully. Have you ever heard of Operation Mockingbird, ladies and gentlemen? That's right. Operation Mockingbird was a large-scale program of the United States CIA, or Central Intelligence Agency, that began in the early years of the Cold War and attempted to manipulate news media and co-opt journalists for propaganda purposes. That's right. That's right. Now let's find out, ladies and gentlemen, about the details of the truth of Operation Mockingbird, shall we? Many people say that Mockingbird wasn't a real program, that it's alleged. It's a conspiracy theory. But when you see this happen, there's no accountability. The media went off. They're protecting their anonymous source. They apologize for, wow, a horrible misstep, but zero accountability. And now the president's impeached, and two of the key components or facts have been lauded as flat out fake news. I believe this is intentional. I believe this is Operation Mockingbird at work. You think it died with the Cold War? Don't fool yourself, folks. Don't fool yourself. Operation Mockingbird is live and well. They might have changed the name to protect the criminals. It might be something else. It might be, but the principles remain, which is government in bed with journalists to peddle propaganda for their own intentions. What are the intentions? The deep state wanted to kick Donald out of office, and by golly, by hook and by crook, they're going to get it done. And they did. whether it's vote fraud, whether it's fake news fraud, whether it's impeachment based on fake news fraud, they're going to do it. And they did. Is Operation Mockingbird behind it? Or the genesis of, or the, whatever you want to say. I say genesis, that would be before. What was it before? It was called Operation Mockingbird. What is it called now after the fact, after the Cold War ended and everybody thinks, oh, whew, dodged a bullet on that. All right. Now it's hot war. Because good people like me are being shut down left and right. Because I'm not allowed to say something that might harm, right? The large-scale program Operation Mockingbird of the U.S. CIA, right? What about that? Right? What do you think? It began in the early years of the Cold War. Right? Is it still going on today? The question becomes, how can we investigate that and find that out? What they would say is, Sam, you're just engaged in a massive conspiracy theory, Sam. And my response is, I don't think so. When you literally have allegations of Operation Mockingbird, and those allegations have all kinds of evidential reality behind it if you study it. And then now in modern times, right when they're trying to get rid of the president, right around the election time, right when President Trump is challenging the election, multiple things come forward. Fake news, big time, by anonymous sources. Golly, we got it wrong. But those fake news line items being used in the impeachment trial of President Trump. And then you have, you know what, people go to the Capitol. And every Trump supporter I've seen is peaceful. Now, I agree there's bad apples in the barrel, no doubt about it. But literally 100 of the 275 people arrested, they're admitting blatantly now, are Proud Boys. Well-known violent criminals. And they blamed it all on Trump as an insurrectionist. Although there's not a single charge against President Trump. All there is the mainstream press peddling a dishonest, false narrative. The people buying off on that false narrative because they don't know where else to turn. They trust the news services way too much. And then we find out that it's fake. President Trump has zero charges. In the House, he was impeached on fake news. And in the Senate, they came to their senses. I don't know how, but they stopped it. But there's zero charges against President Trump. They said that, well, after he gets out of office, there's going to be charge after charge after charge against Donald. He's a free man. He's fine. Republicans are filing to President Trump's door to discuss the future and his involvement in the future. Okay? They're all meeting at Mar-a-Lago and everything else. Okay? But this lie is just too much. And so you tie that to Operation Mockingbird. And are they mocking us right now as they stole the election? As they used fake news to impeach the former president of the United States? Do we have a massive deep state coup on our hands that put Biden in office? Ladies and gentlemen, the reality on this is gaining steam of the coup, not losing it. And the evidence I've just laid out for you. Do we have all the facts? No, we don't. We can't subpoena. We can't get documents. But I'm telling you, it looks so strange.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
The family. Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Know what a honey bear is, right? Well, did you know not all honey bears are actual honey? I know, right? Reading the label later at home, it's actually honey-flavored high fructose corn syrup. Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, real honey? Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. localhoneyman.com comes straight from beekeepers we trust, and you can have it shipped right to your door. We have so many different types of honey obtained when the beekeepers move the bees to where there are different plants. For example, there is a flower that grows in Oregon that makes the honey taste just like a marshmallow. Please go to our website to see our varieties that we offer. Go to localhoneyman.com. If you have any questions, you can text us right online. Come visit us at localhoneyman.com. That's localhoneyman.com.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Raw honey delivered directly to your door. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn more. That's Kurt at libertyroundtable.com, 801-669-2211. You can call him and talk to him by voice and ask all the questions you want, or you can text him and say, please deliver raw honey directly to my door. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So there's so much going on in the news that it's shocking, folks. It really is shocking. And the mainstream press has proven their dishonesty. And now when Democrats use fake quotes in literally impeachment proceedings during the impeachment trial, it's gone to a new level, ladies and gentlemen. Was it intentional fake news? Huh? I believe that it was. I have an opinion to which I'm entitled to, okay? However, I'm asking the honest, open question. Intentional fake news? Operation Mockingbird comes to mind, folks. You can say that's a conspiracy theory. It isn't real. But you know what? When you see what just happened, they have done everything they can to get rid of the former president. You literally had an insurrection of people who were, I don't even think they're really associated with Trump, most of them. And you literally use this to take down people like the Oath Keepers, mix them in with the Proud Boys. You literally, the Oath Keepers have gone around protecting elected officials and protecting people in society forever, for years. And now they're supposed to be the chief insurrectionists. Maybe a few bad apples went rogue. I don't know. If they did, prosecute them. Don't misunderstand me. But as a whole, attack the Oath Keepers and then make sure that Donald Trump loses and then literally peddle fake news that gets used at the trial. And then I say Operation Mockingbird might have something to do with it. And they say, Sam, you're involved in a conspiracy theory. And I'm going, you folks are in denial. Right? Right? I don't know what else to call it. But if you deny Operation Mockingbird now and say there's nothing to it, we need to research and dig. Do I know for a fact that the CIA was involved in this? I don't know. But I know the WAPO and others have close associations with the CIA. All right, there you have it. We'll leave that for you to contemplate, shall we? One in four House members have opted not to receive the COVID-19 vaccine so far. Yeah, lawmakers have had access to the vaccine since December when shots were first approved in the United States. So what do you think? 1 in 4. I wonder, of those House members, how many of those are Democrats, huh? Yeah. So they've had special privilege to get the shots. And 1 out of 4 don't have them. Is it an oversight that they don't have them, do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Or do you think that they know better? Just wondering. Now, they'd be really mad at me for speaking out about this, saying, Sam, you're peddling fake news and you're creating mistrust in society for the vaccines and you're, you know, you don't have a degree. Who are you to even speak out about this? And I say, I'm an American citizen with every God-given right to free speech that those who believe in the proper role of government should have. Okay? And I'm entitled to my opinion. And I furthermore have the ability to bring out facts. For example, Operation Mockingbird. For example, the fake news peddled by the mainstream press. For example, telling you about Border Patrol agents told Greg Abbott that, hey, the drug cartels are getting rich off Joe Biden's policies. And, hey, other nations are shutting down access to vaccines because the vaccines create blood clots. And the Israeli report from credible physicians where they say, hey, the COVID vaccine is killing people 40 more times likely to die from that COVID vaccine than from the COVID virus itself. That's not me telling you this as if I know. It's me reporting on the news. Could the news be wrong? Yes, it could. I could be in a CNN position where I get snookered by others. But I'm not doubling down and saying this is the facts as a reporter does, as a journalist does, as if they've done their due diligence to a story. I'm merely reporting to you the news the networks refuse to use. These are incredible news sources. LifeSite News is who reported it. And I'm reporting on their report. Now, CNN claims that they're journalists and they do their due diligence, and they claim people like me shouldn't exist because I don't. Well, I don't claim to. I never said I researched the Israeli study. I'm just telling you that there are physicians who have done so. I'm just telling you that there are people, I'll give you another example. I'm telling you that there are people in Congress, in the Senate specifically, who have heard from a doctor, Dr. Corey is his name, and he has stood up representing a group of physicians who have used ivermectin as an inexpensive drug to obliterate the coronavirus. And he testified before Congress and begged Congress to do more research on this because he believes, well, he said this, I cannot just stand by. I cannot just stand by while this happens. Right? This is serious. All right? So I bring it up because it's important. I bring up Dr. Corey and his testifying before Congress about ivermectin. I bring up Dr. Roger Hopkinson from Canada, saying how evil governments were in their response to the COVID, how they overstated it, etc. I've highlighted all this for you. But I don't claim that I know the facts. I can tell you my opinion, and I do my best to articulate when it's my opinion, to which I'm entitled, right? But then I report on this other news coming out that you don't hear about in the mainstream press, and that's what they don't like about me. And I also call a halt to the con game. So 1 in 4 House members don't want to take the vaccine. Yeah, they've opted not to receive the COVID vaccine. You got to wonder why. Now prison guards throughout the United States are refusing to get COVID vaccination shots as well. they say, as cases rise. Now, why would prison guards and a quarter of Congress, a quarter of the House, not be willing to take these shots? Huh? I don't know. Very interesting. The refusal by the prison guards has created great concern. That's interesting. Why aren't they concerned about Congress there? They don't mention that. The refusal by prison guards has caused great concern from public health experts, and many are worried that these actions will jeopardize the ability to control the spread of the COCO. Prison employees just don't want the COVID vaccine. They don't trust it. Guys like me don't trust it. You say, why don't we trust it? I'll tell you why. Because Anthony Fauci has waffled over and over and over on these topics. He first said no masks needed. Then he said, well, I lied because we got to have masks for the healthcare workers. We didn't want you guys to take them all. And now he says you got to have masks. Well, now the CDC looks at 3-foot rule. Research finds no difference in infection rates in schools that don't maintain 6-foot distance rule. Think about that. So they've literally supposedly locked us down for a year, and they claim it's science. And when I say it's bogus, they say, no, it's science. And the truth is, it's not science at all. The 6-foot rule has no basis in science. And now they find out the 6-foot rule might not even be necessary. Right? And they say the CDC is now going to look into it and maybe reduce the rules because they don't really think 6 feet is necessary anymore. Now the headline says Dr. Fauci announces on Sunday on CNN that the CDC is analyzing data in order to ascertain the possibility of reducing social distancing guidelines from 6 feet to 3 feet. That's according to Axios. Now, Fauci, don't you think that you folks should do the research and ascertain that before you use those numbers and claim they're scientific fact and jettison everybody who tells you that it's bogus and then you come back and say, we'll ascertain? Don't you think you should have ascertained this a year ago before you locked everybody down, before you destroyed the entire economy? And they're telling me that I'm engaged in fake news when the top doctor jettisons every other medical professional and says, hey, got to have 6 feet at science. Now they say, wait, Anthony Fauci announces on CNN that the CDC is going to look into it and try to ascertain? Huh? Yeah. That's right. Wow. Announced on CNN. There you see CNN again, don't you? That the CDC is analyzing data in order to ascertain the possibility of reducing social distancing guidelines from 6 feet to 3 feet. They're going to do this, ladies and gentlemen, literally a year later after they've locked us down and claimed it was science the whole time? Because let me just tell you this. What if they find out the 3-foot rule applies? What if they find out the 3-foot rule applies? Hold, please. What if they find out the 3-foot rule's fine? Then was it science? I would have to say no, right? So that means that Fauci lied to us and peddled fake news for a complete year. And they call me the fake news guy, huh? Wow. I'm telling you right now, we better stand up. Donate today. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic.